with Chuck Crismeyer. Viewpoint is supported by the faithful gifts of our listeners. Let me urge you to become a partner with Chuck as a voice church declaring vision for the nation. Join us again next time on Viewpoint as we confront the issues of America's heart and home.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and well, this evening, they're going to be your views as well, because our regularly scheduled guest, the freeze-dry guy, was unable to come here this evening, and so it's going to be open lines. But before we get to open lines and discussion, I wanted to mention, Freeze Dry Guy asked me to mention to you, he's got a couple of specials. One is a case of Army rations. They're the finest rations, the one they gave to their very special people. And it's certainly pouches that contain chicken and rice. And he says it's just the most delicious thing in the world. You get about 20 of those pouches. And ordinarily, I think it's $138 for the case. You get them for, I think, $106. And hey, they pay the shipping for you. And if you're interested in it, the telephone number is 866-404-FOOD. 866-404-FOOD. If you'd like to get those pouches of the and these are freeze-dried products. They're chicken and rice, and apparently it's just a good-sized meal. Sort of thing they give to the special forces, not to the common people, but the special forces, and they had an excess of them. He got them, and he's putting them out. He wants to clear them. They'll last for 3 or 4 years, but they're apparently excellent. Now he has something else he's offering, a case, and basically you are going to get a case of the ground beef or a case of chicken. Well, basically he's taking a case, but he's going to have a can of chicken and a can of beef and a can of peas and three other cans of vegetables, and I think it's about $136 for the case, a real good price. Basically, what you really want to do is call their 800 number, 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-FOOD, or 866-404-3663 if you'd like more information. But the products are good. They do support Radio Liberty. And since Freeze Dry Guy couldn't be here, he asked me to mention these specials he's putting on. Well, this is the time when we're going to open the lines. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. But I've never seen a more coordinated and skillfully coordinated effort, certainly with all the media, certainly aimed at trying to get the American people to go along with gun restriction and restriction of the right to own guns. So what's the argument against it? Well, it's simply the fact that every communist in America, the Communist Party USA, every communist front organization, and the elite financiers who finance them, want to take the guns away from the law-abiding citizens and destroy the Second Amendment. Why do we need guns? Well, we need guns for protection. We need to be able to protect ourselves and protect our families. And basically, we're moving into an increasingly chaotic situation. And we need those guns to protect ourselves. What happens if the structure of our society breaks down? Who would then defend our country? It wouldn't be the military. They wouldn't. They would be destroyed as the central authority broke down. We would want to have citizens able to defend America. Certainly the citizens of Afghanistan were able to defend themselves against the Americans who came in to take over their oil and, of course, make sure that the poppy fields were blooming again. Remember, when the Taliban were there, they shut down the poppy fields, and, of course, the Americans went in. The average American doesn't understand this. He doesn't understand what's really going on. But what happened when the Americans went in is we got the heroin fields blooming again, And of course, we then made sure that the oil was available to the corporate structure that controls Washington, D.C. Well, let me tell you, a small number of people can oppose this sort of thing. Our boys are being betrayed by our leaders. They're being sent over to fight a war that cannot be won, and they know that. But an awful lot of boys have died for absolutely nothing. It's time we took America back.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
You may have heard about the 90 essential nutrients or the Mighty 90 needed for good health. But with all the products out there, what exactly are they talking about? The Mighty 90 is 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 60 plant-derived minerals, and 2 essential fatty acids. So, now you know. But with all the products you see and hear advertised, what exactly do you buy to come up with the Mighty 90 and the right ratios to promote good health? Youngevity has made it easy with the Healthy Start Pack, which contains one canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Vitamin and Plant-Derived Mineral Complex, one bottle of Bone and Joint Enriching OsteoFX Plus, and one bottle of EFA Plus Essential Fatty Acids, all in the proper ratios to promote good health and vitality. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-Dry Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and of course it's open line, so give us a call. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295, and we have Carl calling from Washington. He wanted to know what I thought of the resignation of the current Pope. Pope Benedict is going to leave the Vatican, his position the end of this month, and there'll be a new Pope in. But, of course, going back to the prophecies of St. Malachi in the 1100s, why, he had actually said that Benedict would be certainly next to the last pope, and the last pope would be certainly part of a very evil program to destroy the Vatican, and that will be the next pope who will be appointed. Why, at this point, did Pope Benedict decide that he wanted to retire rather than live out the rest of his life in the Vatican? There has to be a reason behind it. I don't know what it is, but I do believe it has profound political and historic and spiritual significance. Go right ahead.
Yeah, well, I don't know if you've heard about this, but a friend of mine who has read Petrus Romanus recently, he said that apparently there's a fellow in Ghana who's a very popular cardinal in the Catholic Church, and his name just so happens to be Peter. So I don't know if they're making way for this guy or what the plan is. But
well, I think, Carl, you know that according to St. Malachi, the last pope was going to have Peter in his name. His name was going to be Peter. So this is the last pope in the Catholic Church. And, I mean, is it possible that back in the 1100s, St. Malachi understood or had a vision of exactly what the future could hold? I believe God can do all sorts of things. Certainly this has been respected by the Catholic Church for many years, and it all seemed to be coming together at this time in history, and I think it's going to be fascinating to see it unfold. If you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question or comment, our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-2295. And Carl, I'm just trying to get some callers on the lines, but you go right ahead. I want to know what you think.
Well, I think they've got pretty much the governmental aspect in place for their one world government, their one world economic system, and now they're just arranging the pieces so they can get the one world religion, and they're basically going to move forward with this ecumenical new age, you know, everything working together, and the Christians are going to have to go, and they're just trying to get all the pieces on the board ready so that they can move towards this one world religion, which nobody really knows what it's going to be, but ultimately it's just going to be to worship Satan, and whoever refuses to do that is going to pay the price, but we got to be ready to count the cost, I think.
Well, we have no choice, Carl. We cannot take the mark of the beast. We have to speak out against this effort to bring about a one-world religion. Everything that's going on today is aimed at the destruction of Christianity. That's why they took God and prayer and the Ten Commandments out of our school. I mean, there's nothing in the Second Commandment that allows that. I mean, basically, they say, it had to do with Thomas Jefferson and the wall of separation between church and state. Thomas Jefferson did not believe in a wall of separation between church and state, and I would challenge any one of our listeners to go back to Washington, D.C., to go to the Jefferson Memorial there, the most beautiful of all the marble structures there in Washington, D.C., and they're right there on the lagoon. And behind the statue of Thomas Jefferson, inscribed in the white marble, is this statement: God, who gave his life, gave his liberty. But can the liberties of a nation be secure when the conviction has been forgotten that liberty is the gift of God? I tremble for my country when I reflect that God is just, and his justice will not sleep forever. Those were the words of Thomas Jefferson. They're engraved in the white marble of the Jefferson Memorial. Of course, they'd like to take it out. They don't want the American people to realize that, of course, this was a conspiracy to take God and prayer and the Ten Commandments out of our government, out of our schools, out of anything that had to do with government. In fact, it used to be when I was young and I used to go to court sometimes, testify as a professional witness. Why, of course, we would actually have to swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help me God. And you put your hand on a Bible. They've taken the Bibles out of the church, out of our basically courts today. And they suddenly made it so that a military chaplain who is a Christian can't pray in the name of Jesus Christ. A military commander can't lead his troops in prayer. I mean, our military is being used to impose the Sharia law, and actually we drew up the Constitution for both Iraq and Afghanistan. New constitutions under Sharia law so they could drive the Christians out. All the Christians have either been driven out or killed in Afghanistan thanks to the U.S. military occupation. All but 1% of the it was 10% of Iraq was Christian. Now it's less than 1%, and they're fleeing. A lot of them fled to Syria. And, Chris, you know what we've done in Syria. We're financing this whole so-called phony civil war. This isn't a civil war. We're bringing in professional killers, and we're financing them and training them and arming them. We're intent upon suddenly toppling Assad over there. This is all part of American foreign policy, a godless anti-Christian policy intent upon bringing about a one-world government, a one-world financial system, and a one-world religion with the destruction of Christianity. And they know exactly what they're doing. And yet I've never heard a minister speak out against this. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295, and I would tell you, if a minister spoke out against this, there are people planted in our churches all across America to destroy ministers who have the courage to speak the truth. And several of them have been actually listeners to this program, and I've gotten communications from them telling me that they'd been asked to leave their churches. Why? Because they told the truth. And if a minister tells the truth, they're going to come against him. This is what we're up against today, Carl. Go ahead.
Well, I have one parting word, and I do know of one minister who's really great at producing documentaries and speaking out in a very public manner, and that's Pastor Joe Schimmel. I don't know if you've heard of him.
Well, I know Joe. He's a personal friend. Yeah. Joe is fearless, and he's done a wonderful job. Unfortunately, he's been able to maintain his position in his church because the people are solidly behind him.
Yeah.
And they haven't been able to infiltrate his church, but ladies and gentlemen, they've infiltrated so many of the churches. And basically, these people have an intense hatred of Christianity, and certainly any minister who has the courage to speak out. Go ahead, Carl.
Yeah, Joe does a super job, and he just put out a little blurb the other day. Well, maybe it's been out for a while now, but it really struck a chord with me because I've been diving into this research for the past year and a half, and the problem that I found is that so many people are so good at pointing out the problem, and they're very good at getting a reaction, but then their solution is off. And the solution, Joe pointed out, needs to be the preaching of the gospel in humbleness, meekness, humility. God resisteth the proud, but gives grace to the humble. So we need to humble ourselves, repent, turn from our sins. And we need to tell people about Jesus, and not only that he loves them, but that he's also coming against a judge. And if they do not repent, they'll die in their sin and be part of this horrific worldwide community that's shaping up as we speak. And that's what I appreciate about you, is that you talk about the spiritual aspect, that this is a spiritual battle, that Jesus is the answer, that Satan is the enemy. And that is the solution that needs to be told. The problem, reaction, solution model works really well for the enemy. So we need to be sure that we're offering the right solution also. And so that's what I appreciate about you. That's what I appreciate about Joe. And I just encourage you to keep on doing it.
I'll do it as long as I can. And thank you, Carl. I have nothing to add to what you said. You said it all.
All right. Thanks, Dr. Sam.
God bless. Okay, well, that was Carl calling from Washington. If you're out there in the listening audience, let's open lines on Monday here because our regularly scheduled guest didn't show up. Our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And basically, because we started the program, simply talking about this whole program of gun control. And you hear all these things saying how much fun it is. They had a Dan Rather program last night where supposedly they're going to have this thing, the people who support guns, and next week they're going to have the people who oppose guns. But the fellow that spoke this week, all he said was how much fun it was to fire weapons and to be able to fire a semi-automatic rifle and to be able to fire a machine gun. And for this is in Las Vegas, probably for $300 or $400, while you can fire a submachine gun and then a full machine gun, and of course you have four different rifles there, and they have maybe a half an hour, and you get a chance to shoot all of them, and for $600 or $700, which you can use this machine gun as well. But ladies and gentlemen, the guns are associated with freedom. Our founding fathers wanted people to keep and bear arms so that they could oppose the imposition of a dictatorship by our leaders. And of course, another reason is so if anything should happen to our country, we would be able to defend our country, and locally all across America, why people would be able to fight for people coming in to take away our freedom. But of course, there is an organized effort to disarm the American people. It has the full backing of the Communist Party in America, and the communists are still here. In fact, certainly, if you could go into the background of the things Barack Hussein Obama is doing, and his background, he has the full support of the Communist Party and of the Marxists here in America. And what Barack Hussein Obama is doing is using this tragedy that occurred at Sandy Hook School. We don't know what's happened there because they've sealed all the records. Why have they sealed the records? We certainly want to get to the truth, and that's why we're going to seal them so that nobody will know what really happened there. The records are sealed. What are they concealing? Well, they're not going to tell us what they're concealing, but they tell us it's for our own good. We shouldn't know what happened at Sandy Hook. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-2295, but a coordinated effort by ABC, CBS, NBC, CNN to justify the disarming of the American people is well underway.
Your body is composed of literally trillions of cells. Cells are the building blocks of energy and performance for your health and for the life you want to live. Nutritional Therapeutics, a trusted manufacturer of vitamin supplements, understands that when cells aren't operating at optimum levels, one of the immediate signs is an increase in fatigue. Propax is a daily multiple vitamin enhanced with our proprietary formula called NT Factor. Less fatigue equals more natural energy. Propax with NT Factor addresses cellular damage and gives you health from nature, energy from science. Call today at 1-800-982-9158. Try Propax with NT Factor. Call 1-800-982-9158. Order yours today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, or cure, or prevent any disease.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it, taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging, Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now 1-866-405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, our open line. So if you have a question, give us a call. If you have a question, give us a call. But it's going to be open lines, and we were just talking about gun registration, the fact that every communist in America supports Barack Hussein Obama in his desire to disarm the American people. Why would the Communist Party USA suddenly support Barack Hussein Obama's effort to disarm the American people? Very simply, they want a dictatorship in America. They've always wanted a dictatorship. Their program is well underway. In fact, there were two communists who named Cloward and Piven. Cloward and Piven, they wrote an article in 1966. I think it was in the Nation magazine. And basically, it was 1966, you can look them up on the internet, and they said, look, how will we destroy America? What we're going to do, of course, is we'll simply spend it into oblivion. We will just come up with all these wonderful programs where we will just spend all of this money, and we will bankrupt America, and out of the chaos that follows, we'll be able to establish our communist dictatorship, in essence. That's what they said. And that's exactly, of course, what Barack Hussein Obama is doing. Basically, it took almost 200 years to amass $1 trillion in national debt. That was from 1787 up until the year 1980. And basically, Barack Obama is increasing our debt $1 trillion a year. $1 trillion a year. He's actually increased the debt from $10,700,000,000 to about $16,400,000,000 during his tenure, 4 years in office. He knows exactly what he's doing. They're going to bankrupt this country. They're going to bring us into a totally chaotic situation, destroy the value of our currency. And then, of course, they're going to disarm the people so they can have a dictatorship. This is the plan, ladies and gentlemen. Go up on the internet and simply type in Communist Party supports gun confiscation or gun laws. Why do the communists want gun laws? Why so we can disarm the people when the dictatorship is established? Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. But what most people don't understand is behind the Communist Party in America, there's always been the people of great wealth who have used and exploited the communists ever since the Communist Party was organized here. And if you read the book Foundations, Their Power and Influence, written in 1958, and we've actually kept that book in print since about 1990 when the original publisher went out of business, but we've kept the book in print. And in the foreword of the book, Congressman Reese, who headed the Reese Committee, mentions the fact that the purpose of the congressional investigation of the great tax-exempt foundations, Rockefeller, Ford, and Carnegie, was to determine what part they pushed in pushing a Marxist philosophy and trying to destroy the love which every American should have for this country. That's what the great foundations have done. Why do these people of great wealth want to destroy America? Because they want a dictatorship. They want this world government. They certainly want a world financial system. They want to destroy Christianity. But they're really motivated, of course, by evil. There really are people who worship Lucifer in this world. It's not accidental. They know exactly what they're doing. And certainly if you read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you'll actually see the quotations from many of these people as they talk about how this whole movement is Luciferian. And that's, of course, the strength of my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. We have other people who've subsequently been doing a good deal of writing along this line and have come to recognize that this is not a financial battle or a political or ideological battle. It is a spiritual battle that's being fought on a political, ideological, and cultural battlefield. But there really are people here who've given their lives and hearts and souls to the devil. They really do believe that he is going to come out on top and they're going to be on the winning side. Well, I get news for them. They're sadly mistaken. But they have destroyed literally millions of people, billions of people throughout the world. Basically, of course, through abortion, we could not kill just 54 million here. We never talk about the fact that we finance International Planned Parenthood and they supervise the program in China that has killed 400 million unborn children. The same thing is true in India, about 400 million unborn children. The same thing is true in Russia since the beginning of the last century, about 400 million abortions in Russia. Why do we ever talk about that? Ladies and gentlemen, we talk about very few things, most of the things they don't want us to know about. Our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. It's open lines. Give us a call. We'd love to hear from you right here at Radio Liberty.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done, get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today, 800-544-8927, 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap, it's a miracle.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4 to 6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Longevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid, then is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Longevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730. And ask about business opportunities.
Jason's back on board, and we'll be right back with you, John. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and it's open lines. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. During the break, we had a woman named Jill call in. She wanted to know if Costco was a Chinese company. And suddenly I told her I thought that it wasn't. We now have John on the line, and he says, of course, that Costco, C-O-S-T-C-O, suddenly, which of course is the big company that sells us. It's a great marketing company, lots of great bargains there, almost like a big warehouse where you go in. But that is an American company that began up in Washington where he is, and you'll find Bill Gates' father on the board of directors. There is a company that actually deals with cargo and these big cargo containers, and that's called Costco, different from Costco. So basically it's Costco and Costco. And Costco is the big retailer in this country. Costco seems to have something to do with shipping. All right, John, go right ahead. Do you have a question or comment?
Okay. Now, I'm going to put forth a proposition, a hypothesis, which is Earth is a prison planet. Now, it seems like there are times when we have these golden ages. About 500 BC, in different parts of the planet, there were golden ages. You saw it in Greece. It's a relative term, a golden age. But it was an age of reason. And then you had in China, about the same time, a similar thing that was going on. Now, when I read The Art of War, which is approximately 300 BC, it was a time when there was a great deal of war going on in China. And Lao Tzu, who was the great, supposedly the philosopher that founded Taoism, but he wasn't. He was the guy that basically wrote it down. But it was a line of thinking that was existing during that golden age that led up to and lasted until about the time of Confucius and Lao Tzu. And then shortly thereafter, there became a period known as the Warring States, when there was just war going on. Well, we saw the same thing with Alexander, and we saw so much war. Well, my point is this. Here we had the ancient Greeks, with reason, being able to measure the circumference of the planet within 25 miles, 2,500 years ago. And then here, about 1,000 years ago, or, you know, whatever, 500 years ago, if you didn't agree with the church that the world was flat and et cetera, then you were tortured. Now, I see what's happening now is they're trying to move us into a new dark age. And you saw in Europe where you set up the whole feudalistic lord thing, where first they had to set up the Roman Catholic Church, and that was your only path to God. It was sort of like he was the gatekeeper, the Pope, and then he would ordain the heads of state throughout the Europe, okay, and they were sovereigns, and everyone else was basically, to some degree, they had their nobility and their gentry and what have you, and then you had everybody else, and this is similar to where we're going into again, but it's as if we hit this zenith, and then they're going, these people are waking up. There, something's happening. We need to put the lid back on this. I agree with you that it is a spiritual battle. And, you know, what I think personally, and it ties into with what some who have interpreted the Sumerian tablets and what have you, what they were writing about in Sumer and what have you at that time, and which ties in with the Old Testament, is that there are these beings, and this is a prison planet, and that we as spiritual beings are basically, well, the closest thing would be Catholic purgatory, but if we start to wake up, kind of like what happened with Australia as a prison colony with England, we start to wake up and start to go, hey, you know, maybe we can get off this island, and maybe we can sail to other parts of the world, and go, my God, these guys are prisoners, we don't want them to, you know, develop space technology and enlighten themselves and find out that, you know, that they're actually spiritual beings created in God's image, and that they're actually innately creators themselves as beings in God's image, and that they joy in creating. We got to put the lid on by creating all this fear and worry and distrust,
John, you're looking at it from a logical point of view, and you may be right. My belief, however, is that there's this powerful spiritual battle is going on behind the scenes, that there is a timetable, and we will have no control over that timetable. That is in God's hands, that we are moving towards the climax of history. It's going to be very interesting to see what happens. Whether we're going to a new dark age, you may be right. It may be that everything as we know is going to change and change dramatically. An electromagnetic pulse attack would wipe out the electronic grid and put America back as it was in the 1800s. It's going to be a fascinating time. I believe this is going to be a pivotal year. Let's just wait and see what happens. But I appreciate your call and your thoughts in this. We certainly do live in exciting times, don't we?
Oh, absolutely.
God bless, and thanks very much, John. And let's go to Bruce, who's calling us from Michigan. Again, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. But never forget, ladies and gentlemen, there is a God. God really does direct affairs here on earth. I believe he allows evil to take place. I believe, of course, time and time again, we see in the Old Testament, where God rewarded the children of Israel, gave them a wonderful and prosperous society, and they turned against him. And then, of course, he withdrew his protection from them, and they were plunged into darkness. They would be taken away in slavery. And then they turned back to God, and then God would forgive them and restore their kingdoms, and then they turn against him again. Well, America, of course, has turned against God. This is not because the majority of the people have done it, but because the majority of the people have allowed a small, well-organized minority of very evil people to take God and prayer and the Ten Commandments out of our schools and our government, and, of course, basically to use the entertainment medium to destroy the moral fabric of this society. Today, it's estimated that somewhere between 42 and 50% of even Christian marriages end up in divorce. And the reason it's is much higher certainly among the Christians than in the secular world is because the rest of the people are just shacking up together. They're not even bothering to get married. But certainly 40% of our children in America are born out of wedlock. We got real problems. America has turned against God. And when America turns against God, why, God is going to turn against America. Let's go to Bruce. Hi, Bruce. You have a question or comment?
Yeah. I would urge John to read C.S. Lewis, If We Are a Prison Planet. We are not quarantined by evil aliens who are trying to keep us from being free. We're quarantined by God. C.S. Lewis wrote Out of the Silence. Planet. It was a trilogy on life in space on Mars, Earth, and Venus. I don't know if you've ever read it or heard about it. It's a great trilogy. And the silent planet is Earth. Earth has been quarantined by God, not by mean-spirited aliens or demons trying to keep us from being free. We're quarantined because of sin. Okay.
Well, I think that certainly sin is prevalent today. That's absolutely right. Okay, Bruce, did you have something you'd like specifically to say? Go ahead.
A real important question here. I asked you this once before. If the Antichrist, what good does it do to have all kinds of gold stashed away, silver, food, tools, weapons, if we're not organized and willing to use them? When will it be necessary to be so organized? How did Washington and Patrick Henry, how did they know it was time to revolt against the king? How did Cromwell and the Roundheads know that it was time to revolt against the king instead of moving like the other Puritans did? How will we know? Should we just submit and have our heads chopped off by the Antichrist? If that's the case, what do we need guns for? What do we need gold? What do we need food? What do we need to stash anything away for? Let the Antichrist come and make martyrs of us all.
So what is your point, Bruce, that we should do nothing? Or the fact that we should do our best and that perhaps God will provide leaders for us who will direct us towards doing what's right?
There's got to be a point that's crossed where we know, like Washington did, like Cromwell did, that it is time to take up arms and end the oppression, or to move. There's no place to move to. There's no place left in the earth to move to. All right. The Antichrist will rule the whole world, Chile, New Zealand, northern Mexico, all the places you hear about moving to. There's no place to go. No place to run to anymore.
Well, I tell you what, Bruce, when I was...
It's either die as a martyr or fight. It'll come down to that at some point. And I want to know, how did they know the point? How did Washington know the point? How did Cromwell know the point?
I think these were deeply religious people, and I believe that they were motivated by God, and I believe that certainly George Washington was a man of God. I believe he was a Christian. I believe he was deeply religious. And I think that many of the people who worked with him to bring about this country were deeply religious. I believe that this country was blessed by God. I think it was set up for a purpose, and I think that maybe it is served that purpose, at least in part, by bringing the gospel all throughout the world. But unfortunately, we've been infiltrated by evil and wicked people who are neutralizing what's going on here. But certainly our effort to bring Christianity to the rest of the world is still being quite effective. How will we know, ladies and gentlemen? Bruce, I don't know, but I do know one thing, and that God does lead us. I believe he's led me through my life. I look back over the last 84 years, and I believe time and time again, I didn't know why I was doing things, but I did them, and they seem to have served a purpose for me, certainly. And I believe, of course, when the time comes, God will tell us what to do. We're just going to have to wait and see. But right now, rather than be defeatist, I think that we have to reach out, and we have a voice through Radio Liberty. We reach all over the world. We have listeners in England, and we have them in Australia and New Zealand and Canada, and certainly, and we have them in the Orient. And what we need to do is simply point out people what is really going on, and that is we're involved in a spiritual battle being fought on a political, ideological, and cultural battlefield. But it is a spiritual battle, and as of course we've heard me say many times, there truly are Luciferian forces at work at the highest levels of our government today.
Yeah, that's true, and God can do miracles that no gun can do. Now, you were in South Africa.
Yes, I lived there for 3 years. We lived
there. You remember ever reading or hearing about the Boer War?
Oh, sure. And I studied the Boer War very, very carefully. In fact, I even wrote about it in some of my newsletters.
Don't worry. He'll find someone else.
And certainly, I know the history of the Boer War very well. Of course, basically, this was all part and parcel of the effort by Cecil Rhodes and the Secret Society to create the first step towards the consolidation of the world. That was the first stepping stone along the way. World War One was the second stepping stone.
Did you ever hear or read about a man known as the Prophet for the Boer side who could see what the British and others were doing and warned the Boers to make different moves?
No, I never did hear about him.
There's a woman named Monica Stone who writes about South Africa even today. You might want to look her up on the internet and check on the Prophet.
Well, you know, South Africa was really a wonderful country when I went there. It was strongly Christian. You know, one Sunday I worked at a black hospital, but we had a white staff there. And of course, the black people were deeply religious. And the whites who worked with me, the young doctors in training, I mean, we sat down for lunch there in the dining room. They would always say prayers ahead of time. This was a deeply religious country, and unfortunately, it has been just literally destroyed from within by betrayal from this small little secret society that took control of the government. It was called the Broederbond. The Broederbond was a secret society in South Africa that controlled the government, and just as we have secret societies in America who control our government and make mockery out of the electoral process.
I better let you go. There might be others calling in. It haunts me, this question. Eats away at me. When did Washington know? When did Cromwell know?
I can't tell you, Bruce. I wish I knew, but maybe somebody out in the audience can give us a call.
Right.
Anyway, God bless, and thanks very much for calling. Again, our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY. But right now we have Sally calling from the great state of Washington. Hi, Sally. How are you doing?
Hello, Dr. Stan. How are you?
I'm doing just fine.
Good. I really appreciate your radio show and the way that you're waking people up. You're waking Americans up to the truth. My question is kind of a personal one. I'm a young woman in my late 20s, and I've been married for around 3 years, and me and my husband have a son. I have a strong desire to have children, be a mom, and stay at home. I believe that in America, we don't even care about the family unit anymore, so I just have this strong desire. But, you know, recently my eyes have been open to what is happening in the world, and it's scary. So what advice would you give to women about wanting children, but also they're so aware of what they're being born into and what kind of world that we're headed to? Should women continue to have children?
Absolutely.
Or should we know the times and...
I think that God created each one of us for our function, and it's a woman's function to have children. The Lord told us to be fruitful and to multiply, and no matter how terrible the world is, have children and have as many as you possibly can. And if there's any way you can possibly stay at home with them, why, it's wonderful. I mean, I hate to see the mothers off working today because the finances that we face today, I mean, makes it very difficult for women to stay at home because most people need two salaries. But if there's any way you possibly can, you may have to lower your living standards, but have as many children as you can. If you can stay home and raise them and bring them up in the ways of the Lord, you will have accomplished a great deal.
Thank you so much, Dr. Stan. That's a wonderful answer.
Okay, fine. Well, I this is what I really believe, and I just I look back on my life and I wish we'd had more in the way of children.
Yeah, it's me and my husband, we're Bible believing Christians, and we've just recently, the last year, been woken up to the truth of what's really happening in America, and that it's been a little bit scary for us. And so, you know, we have a two-year-old, but the idea of having another child and looking at the turmoil, it can get overwhelming and hard. But I really believe in trusting in the Lord, but I really thought I would call in and ask your opinion of that.
You absolutely should. And, you know, I've been doing beginning to write another book, and I've been doing a little research on basically, of course, you've heard me say that about somewhere between 42% and 50% of Christian families and marriages end in divorce. But if a family goes to church together, and if the husband and wife pray together, wife and read the Bible together, well, the incidence of divorce is very low. We have so much liberal influence in our churches today, where people are certainly not totally dedicated to the scriptures. But you and your husband pray together and read the Bible together, you'll have a wonderful marriage, and no matter what happens, you'll have children, and of course, bring them up in the way of the Lord. That is your duty, okay?
Thank you so much, Dr. Stan.
Good night. God bless. We'll be back here in just a moment to wrap up tonight's program right here at Radio Liberty.
Your body is composed of literally trillions of cells. Cells are the building blocks of energy and performance for your health and for the life you want to live. Nutritional Therapeutics, a trusted manufacturer of vitamin supplements, understands that when cells aren't operating at optimum levels, one of the immediate signs is an increase in fatigue. Propax is a daily multiple vitamin enhanced with our proprietary formula called NT Factor. Less fatigue equals more natural energy. Propax with NT Factor addresses cellular damage and gives you health from nature, energy from science. Call today at 1-800-982-9158. Try Propax with NT Factor. Call 1-800-982-9158. Order yours today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, or cure, or prevent any disease. There is a disturbing trend here in these United States that is progressing unnoticed and without constraint. From the Supreme Court to the smallest county seat, we have seen the judiciary make decisions which are more legislative than interpretive. Our founding fathers designed our three-part governmental system to have checks and balances upon each other. Each branch of the government has now taken upon itself power that was never intended for it to have. The judicial branch in particular needs reform. We must pass laws which bring a renewed sense of justice to our nation's court system. I urge you to go to judicialreformnow.com. That's judicialreformnow.com. There you can find out what you can do to stem the tide of judicial malpractice. judicialreformnow.com.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try prostate support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for prostate support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and we always enjoy open lines, and I hope you do as well. We'll have open lines again on Wednesday, but that'll be planned. Tonight it was just, well, I said that the freeze-dry guy couldn't be here, but if you'd like to get into those specials or contact him for us and the other freeze-dry foods, his number is 866-404-FOOD. 866-404-FOOD. That's 3663 for food. And then, of course, this is the time I have to remind our listeners out across America that my ministry, Radio Divinity, is primarily listener-supported. And if you're in a position to help us, we'd love to hear from you. Basically, of course, you can join the Radio Divinity family of supporters and get our four best tapes of the month and our monthly newsletter. Or you can subscribe to our monthly newsletter. Or you can get the products we have. Or there are all sorts of things that you can do to help us get other people listening and supporting us. But we ask you, of course, if you're in a position to help us, please do. And if you're not in a position, and I know many people are not, then we ask you to pray for Radio Liberty, for our staff, and for our supporters, for our provision protection, because I think that's what's kept us going almost 20 years now. And where a lot of the people who've done the same thing as we have had catastrophic events in their lives, their marriages have broken up, one of them, William Cooper, was tracked down by a SWAT team and brutally murdered. There are all sorts of things that have happened. Many of the people I've interviewed have actually been murdered or disappeared after they were on our programs. And I'm still here. And I really do believe that this, largely, I'm sure it's probably specifically because we have people out across America praying for us. So don't be bashful. Please include us in your prayers. And you'd be amazed how often when I talk to people, they say, "You know, Dr. Stan, we're praying for you regularly, and I really do covet your prayers and appreciate them." Well, then, certainly, we want to mention my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, and we're trying to get it reprinted. We have well over a third now of the necessary funds to reprint it. So if you'd like to get a case, or you can get a case of Brotherhood of Darkness for $149.95, and we throw in a free 4-CD set or a free DVD that we produced to help you cover the cost of the postage. And basically, of course, if you get the books, while you can give them away, I suggest you lend them rather than give them away, because then people have to read them and get them back to you. But the book can certainly influence people's lives, and I've had a number of people tell me how this book has changed their whole perspective of what's going on. And these are not, and of course, many of them are just average people, but some of them are the key people in the conservative and Christian movement who've never really understood the true spiritual component of what we're up against today. So if you'd like to get a case of our books, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Just got an email today from some fellow in Great Britain interested in getting a case of the books. So anyway, if you'd like to get them, and you don't have to pay the terrible postage that they have to pay to England, you have to pay the local postage, but you will get a free 4-CD set or a free DVD that we produce to help defray that cost. Then, of course, as far as some of the new material we have a new 4-CD set on the danger of an EMP attack. We also have that excellent DVD, the talk given by Ambassador Cooper when he came to speak at our conference on October 21st. We have the book, A Nation Forsaken, To Forsake a Nation, and then, of course, we have A Nation Forsaken is the title of it. It's by Michael Maloof. And then, of course, we have the Congressional Committee report that came out, Congressional Commission report, came out in 2004. And so they're all available by calling 1-800-544-8927. If you get anything else from us, you'd like a copy of the Heritage Commission report. It's about 12 pages, put together by two PhDs. And what's their conclusion? when we have, not if, but when we have our EMP attack, why, of course, within 6 to 12 months, up to as many as 90% of the American population could be dead. As many as 90% of the American population could be dead. And believe me, both Iran and North Korea are planning on this. They've already made the plans for it. And the fact we're not making any preparations suggests that maybe this is how God is going to bring his punishment on America. We'll be right back. Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that will determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of our good friend Bob Fletcher, who's certainly been at this battle for about 32 years, somewhere in there, and he's put together a number of wonderful DVDs on a number of various subjects, and we'll be talking about those perhaps at the end of the program, but Bob certainly wants to talk a little bit about what's going to happen on Friday, when a massive asteroid about the size of a football field, or almost the size of a football field, is going to go flashing past the Earth suddenly on Friday sometime, and suddenly over towards Australia. Some people say Australia in that part of the world. Anyway, it's not going to be here. But under any circumstances, certainly, this, if the asteroid were to hit Earth, it would be catastrophic. Bob doesn't think it's going to. But certainly, he certainly was with us this afternoon. And Bob, you can go ahead and repeat what you said this afternoon. It's a different audience. So don't be bashful. Tell us what you think about this danger. Is there any real danger from this asteroid, or perhaps from another asteroid coming in sometime later?
Well, there is actually another one that's out there that's going to come in that they are much more concerned about. But what I wanted to point out was the fact that the announcements that they make on this particular one that will be passing through on Friday, they're very specific and adamant on the basis that it's not going to hit Earth any place at all, so don't worry about it, and et cetera, et cetera. Now, the problem with that is, of course, that, you know, when you're dealing with astronomical and astronomy measurements and the distances and the speed that something, like even our satellites, but the speed of something like an asteroid coming by, coming close to Earth or whatever, when you have the pull of the gravity of the Earth pulling on it and affecting it, and of course the gravity of any other body of any size whatsoever has an effect on it. And of course the other thing is being able to carefully and specifically measure the angularity approach of this particular asteroid or any asteroid. When you start doing that and we're talking hundreds of thousands, starting out with millions of miles when they first discovered this thing out about a year ago, and then following it for the last year, when you try to analyze and be very specific about where this is going to go, there are so many things that influence it besides just gravity. And if you have just a small percentage of angularity adjustment, a small movement of a couple of degrees from where it is presently projected to go, a small degree on a triangle, we all know, we've all had algebra, so we've studied that a little bit in school. But the big point is, on a triangle, a small degree change over 2 million miles really makes a big difference in final destination.
So do you think you have anything to worry about or not?
I genuinely don't, but it's something that we need to be aware of, and we talk a little bit about the size of it and all of that. If it should hit something like a major city, any major city, it would be devastating.
Hold that thought. Hold that thought. We're going to be back here in just a moment, right here at Radio Liberty. Bob, you go right ahead.
See, a little while back, not too long ago, they were saying that the closest approach that it would have, the closest distance it would have to Earth, was going to be about 17,200 miles or 17,500 miles. Well, as of yesterday, they were saying, don't worry about it, because the closest approach is only going to be 16,000 miles. So someplace there, we already lost a good distance between 17,000 and 16,000. So, yeah,
Bob, let's, and I'm not suggesting that we're going to be hit by the asteroid, but let's imagine that the powers that be knew we were going to be hit by an asteroid. Do you honestly think they would tell the American people outright and just say it's going to hit us? Or would they lie to the American people just to keep us from panicking?
Well, yeah, no, absolutely not. When you ask, do I think that they would, I'm absolutely positive, if they knew it was going to hit New York City, they would not tell us. Because the amount of problems they would have in terms of civil unrest and riots and total anarchy in the streets would just be way, way too much. So if they even thought that there was a chance it was going to hit any city at all, I do not believe that they would tell us. There's no way that, if they were going to tell us, they would have told us 30 days ago, and they can't be sure of it. Maybe you could evacuate everybody in 30 days, but if, in fact, like we're talking about, with the small amount of angularity making a huge amount of difference over X amount of miles traveled, they just can't be positive. And I know our computerization and all of that is extraordinarily good. It's very advanced at this point in terms of projecting size, weight, matter, distance, angularity, gravitational pull, and all those things. But the bottom line is, give or take a few degrees, all of a sudden, in one day, let's say one day before it reached our backyard, there's no way for them to be sure. So we just leave it at that. The amount of damage would be pretty serious if it hit close in the ocean someplace where it could cause a tsunami. If it hit, it made a kick up a tsunami. It could be as high as 100-foot waves coming in.
Hold that thought. Hold the thought. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Bob is just saying that we don't know what's going to happen. The government assures us that suddenly when this asteroid comes on Friday, it's going to miss the Earth by 16 or 17,000 miles, and it may very well be. But then the other thing is, if they knew it was going to hit the Earth, do you honestly think they would tell us? They would know there would be panic and fear, and suddenly we wouldn't know how it would. So if they knew it was going to hit, they would not tell us. Now, basically, of course, what I don't think anything's going to happen on Friday, but I will tell you that Bob has been certainly doing a lot of analysis of the underground bases. You can certainly study them. You can go up on the internet and type in Jesse Ventura, underground bases, YouTube, Jesse Ventura, underground bases. And basically, we know that probably about somewhere 90 or 100 underground bases here in the United States, and I'm sure other countries are doing the same thing. These are massive underground bases. They have these massive, great big drills that will drill these areas out and drill underground tunnels. And whether it be under the Denver airport or in Colorado Springs, I know there's one up in Santa Rosa. A friend of mine who is the editor of a newspaper up there, I think it's in Sonoma, has basically hiked in to see where all these helicopters were going, and of course they were going to this underground base up in the mountains in behind Santa Rosa. But certainly we know these are all across America. We know they've laid in massive amounts of food. How do we know that? Well, about a year and a half ago or so, the freeze-dry guy, who's one of the biggest freeze-dry salespeople and providers in the country, found that there was a real shortage of freeze-dry food. Although you could get some freeze-dry food, most of the small dealers couldn't get any. And if he put in an order, freeze-dry guy never knew whether he was going to get it. Now, this lasted for 6 or 8 months, and then suddenly they had filled up. They had filled up their underground facilities. They no longer needed them. Sydney, we know the Office of Homeland Security has bought at least 1.6 billion rounds of ammunition. Why would they buy 1.6 billion rounds of hollow point ammunition? You can't use this militarily. It's against the international law. So this is used for killing people or using animals, killing animals. So why are they laying in these fantastic supplies and have these underground bases, and they're lying about them? They don't tell the American people. Well, I think the elite who run America, and ladies and gentlemen, there is an elite, and they're very powerful, and they're wealthy, and I think they're setting up these refuges for themselves and their families because they want to look after themselves. They're not making any preparations for the people because there are too many people in the world, according to them. They believe some sort of a cataclysmic event is coming. We don't know what they're thinking, what they're planning, but they are making preparations. Now, whether they're thinking certainly of a nuclear attack on America or a poison gas or chemical warfare attack on America, and certainly we've actually built so many of the chemical weapons that, for instance, we built the chemical weapons for Saddam Hussein that he transferred to Assad, and they're over there in Syria today. And the same thing with Assad's biological weapons. We built them, and we've sent these things throughout the world. Could these one day be aimed back at us? I don't know. I do not know what the elite are thinking of, but I do know they're making preparations to protect themselves and not making any preparations or warning the public to make preparations for some major event. But if you'd like to just check out what I'm saying, go up on the internet, type in YouTube, Jesse Ventura, underground tunnels or underground caves, something of that sort, underground facilities for the elite. But go right ahead, Bob.
Yeah, the big point is that there is something above and beyond the norm that has seriously scared those people at the higher level of control.
And I think Bob has actually been researching this for a long time, and he's been in some of the tunnels there at Denver. He's been in some of the tunnels there at Colorado Springs, and he's putting together, I'm hoping very soon, a DVD on this whole subject. And how many underground facilities do you think they have, Bob?
There's about 100 in the United States. They're utilizing some then new, and by that I mean in the last few years. They're using some of our older facilities that they had for military installations and what have you that are already dug in. They've converted a lot of those into these safe houses or whatever. I call them just basic underground hideouts for the elite. And the interesting thing is I have a feeling, first of all, I must say this, it's a worldwide situation as well. as I've started really seriously just zeroing in on some of these subjects for the new DVD, you know, I find out that there's these strange, extraordinary things going on in China in terms of construction. I found out that the Russians put out and actually a mandate about in 2011, back at the about February of 2011, and their mandate was to have 5,000 underground facilities completed in the Russian area.
No, that was really to protect the Russians. Our leaders don't want to protect us, but the Russians do want to protect their people. Go ahead.
But what's happening, of course, and they've utilized, you know, loans and grants from us for exchange for other cooperation in other political areas. But the bottom line is we have England doing it, underground facilities. We have Russia doing it. We have China doing it. And we have, of course, the United States and other smaller countries. A few of them have also had financial assistance for creating these underground facilities.
Yes, but aren't a lot of these for the general population, whereas here in America, there are no facilities for the general population. Would that be a valid observation or not?
Yeah, that may be, but I wouldn't go too far on one side or the other on that, because if the Russians decide, you know, 5,000 facilities. Of course, now these are different sizes, so that's a little deceptive, you know. But they do have some of these going in, just like in downtown Moscow, as if they were old bomb shelters from the days back when everybody was worried about atomic bombs, one way or the other. But some of the bigger, fancier ones, which would of course be first in line, that's going to also be for the elite in Russia. If they can complete the other ones, fine. But the higher echelon are going to be the ones that have first shot at the better locations. And most of them I'm seeing are away from the shorelines and are in higher elevations. In other words, higher above sea level than Orlando, Florida. A place like that, surprisingly enough, is as low as 12 feet above sea level, whereas obviously in Colorado it's a mile high. The food substances, the what's also going on here is with our the Homeland Security doing these extraordinary defensive equipment purchases that primarily would be used against American citizens in the time of extreme rioting or control out of control chaos in the streets. We're talking armored vehicles now. The brand new orders in for these extraordinarily well equipped armored vehicles. They're going in all over the country. To certain police stations and what have you, that's being done. All of these things are primarily with funding from the national, from our Homeland Security under their budget. They are, like you talked about, purchasing all of these, the bullets and weapons. They've increased just recently again. They've got a new order out for a huge number of fully automatic machine guns that has just recently been put out. They recently put out new orders for night vision goggles in several areas where you normally would not expect them to be required. They have the Homeland Security put out a bid recently for 7,000 fully automatic assault weapons. And these are the same type of weapon that, of course, Obama said that should not be on the streets of the United States at all about 2 weeks ago, referring to, of course, you and I. I believe what his quote was that the AK-47 type of a gun belongs in the hands of soldiers and not in the hands of criminals, and that they belong on the battlefield of war not on the streets of our cities.
But why would they be giving them then to our police?
Well, yeah, that's the whole point. And on the one hand, he makes the statement that shouldn't be on the streets of our cities in America, and that was just a few weeks ago. And on the other hand, he's out here purchasing them as secretly as he possibly can and putting them into the hands of the multitude of the enforcing officers that will be trying to control the people.
Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. Are we talking about things that are just totally incredible, of no consequence? Is this scare talk? Is this something we should all be concerned about? Are there really people who'd like to disarm the American public and establish a dictatorship in America? Absolutely. They're called communists. And we have a Communist Party USA, well-financed, certainly, and of course it's funded here in America by our great tax-exempt foundations. In fact, the far and radical left and revolutionary left has always been funded by people of great wealth who have used communism to centralize power in Washington so they can control everything. Our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. You really need to get the book, Foundations, Their Power and Influence. It'll tell you what they're up to. Go right ahead, Bob.
Well, and just only a week ago, there was another press release in reference to an additional 26 million rounds of ammunition by the Department of Homeland Security. And again, like you mentioned, these are rounds for the most part that are hollow point, designed strictly for killing people. They're not a training round. This is not the kind of a bullet where they go out to the shooting range and run off a couple thousand in training sessions with their enforcing personnel. These specifically are rounds for stopping human beings. And you go down the list of it, now one thing you have to be careful with, any of you go out and look into, start looking up these figures, there's repetition on the numbers and the figures quite often on the internet, so you can be deceived by that. So you have to be careful as it relates to the date of the press releases or where the information came from so that you don't, you're not looking at the same 10,000 order 15 times. But the big deal is there's no question about it that some sort of extraordinary preparation is going on in the United States of America. The guys getting ready to run underground into the side of the mountains. They've taken over the old NORAD facility, which is a solid granite mountain. They've taken that one over. They've gone in there and redoing it to be a facility to secure high-level personnel. They have all of these weapons. They have people they're training. They're ongoing training by the Homeland Security all over in every little nook and cranny in the United States of America. They're running ads, open ads. You know, that just says that if you're breathing and you're warm and you have a pulse, apply to be an enforcing agent for the Department of Homeland Security. They've got classes. They're training in large numbers, just like the standard military. And they're training people on how to do crowd control and trying to get them to answer the questions in a proper manner. Will you or would you not shoot a fellow citizen if you were required to by law? Will you swear allegiance as a Homeland Security agent to carry out the orders given you, even though it may be against your common beliefs? That kind of a thing is going on all over the country. And we have to, our hands are so terribly tied anymore. They've made so many changes in the law that if you get on the telephone and you call your friends and say, hey, I want to get together and let's talk about what we might do as resistance for any of this, or we try to find out what's going on, what is the purpose for these extreme weapons and the purchases of these weapons and the expanding of all of these bureaucracies with weapons. And if you try to find out about that, You can be arrested, picked up, held as a possible terrorist, and it, particularly if you say, hey, I believe in the Constitution, you know, that's like saying, come and take me away. I mean, and they will do it. They have done it. They've done these executive orders that makes it technically legal, and it isn't legal, but bypassing the Constitution, but they're passed these executive orders.
Hold that thought, Bob. We'll be back here in just a moment. Well, this is Dr. Stan and Bob and Sylvie talk about the underground facilities that they have all across America for some sort of a major cataclysmic event. We've just already talked about the food, massive food supplies they're laying in, massive amounts of ammunition. We don't know what they're planning on. Are they planning certainly on a nuclear attack, an EMP attack? Are they planning on a financial collapse and the breakdown of society and crowds out in the streets? Are they recruiting people? They're actually providing all sorts of heavily armored vehicles for certainly our local police forces. What certainly do our local police need several armored cars for? Why do our local police need full machine guns and heavy weapons? But they're arming them, and they're arming them with the certainly bulletproof vests, and they're giving them training in these things. And of course, this is not the purpose of our police. The purpose of the police is to keep law and order, not to be used against the public. But this is exactly what they did in Nazi Germany. And remember, of course, it was people in very high positions in America who financed the Nazis all during the war. If you haven't gone into the background of that, you need to get the book Going Into America's Nazi Secret. And my interviews with John Loftus on the war against the Jews and how certainly during World War II, why, of course, there were powerful people here in America working very closely with the Nazis, certainly American banks, 10 of them, were actually financed the Nazis. 100 American corporations built the weapons for Adolf Hitler, both before and during World War II. And if you need to get the information, certainly Dennis Cuddy's book, The Power Elite and the Secret Nazi Plan, the book of Wall Street and the Rise of Bolshevism and the Rise of Hitler, all of this information is there, but you're never going to hear it discussed. The fact there were many people here in America very close to the Nazis, which is why the CIA, working with the MI6 and the Vatican, worked very closely with the Nazis to smuggle well over 10,000, some people say 20,000 or 30,000 Nazi war criminals to South America in what's known as the RAT line, R-A-T line. Look it up on the internet, ladies and gentlemen. Find out if I'm telling you the truth. And then they brought over 1,000 Nazi war criminals to America under Operation Paperclip. Operation Paperclip. And we have a CD set, a four tape set on Operation Paperclip. You need to get it. You need to understand this is not imaginary. It's real. And now a generation, two generations later, we're making preparations to do exactly the same thing in America that they did in Hitler's Germany, where, of course, they used the police to control the populace. Our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295, and they have the underground facilities ready and waiting for the elite when, of course, there's a breakdown in the structure of society. And they have not told us what they're up to, but we know that they have the food, they have the weapons, they have the supplies, and they have the areas to go when, of course, the basic structure of America begins to collapse. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And if you doubt it, of course, I hope you'll get Bob's new DVD when it comes out. But right now, go to the internet and type in YouTube, Jesse Ventura, Underground Facilities. Bob, did you see those Jesse Ventura films?
Yeah, I have. And, of course, I enjoy Jesse's shows. I have to laugh, but going back the last couple of years when he's been on, that all of his latest exposés are usually exposés that I had already completed back as far back as 1995 on some of these things, which of course includes the underground Denver airport that underground facility and so many of the other reports he's done, we actually had covered with our weapons of mass control, which was one of my DVDs that's available, or the UFO and secrecies, government secrecies, which I did a couple of years ago, and much of the stuff that he recently did is covered in that as well. So I'm not sure changing Jesse, because he's finally been able to get some major television coverage on his reports. But they're all really, they're good, and but like I say, I enjoy it because some of it we had done a few years back.
And Bob's got some wonderful DVDs. We'll tell you a little later how to get hold of them. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. The important thing is to get the information out. I wish we could get Bob's DVDs on every radio station, every television station in America, but since we can't, why, we're just going to have him describe so much of this, and we'll tell you later how you can get in touch with him and get the DVDs, or we carry them. But the important thing is to get the information. Help us to get it out. Our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295.
Storm clouds gather far across the sea. Let us swear allegiance to a land that's free. Let us all be grateful for a land so fair. As we raise our voices in a solemn prayer.
Go right ahead, Bob.
And I wanted to mention a couple of, and we, when I get looking into the all the extraordinary new weapons and the amount of money that they're spending, and an awful lot of this is being secretly drained out of a whole different directions, and many budgets, many major governmental budgets are having the funds drained out of it and then transferred covertly into many of the outrageous purchases that are going on, and they're, again, buying many of these weapons that can be used against American citizens when martial law is declared. And many of these weapons are being bought by funds coming from and also being purchased under the name of a variety of bureaucratic operations like the IRS and Social Security. Why does the Social Security need automatic or semi-automatic weapons and the bullets to go with them? I mean, and we're, again, not just talking a couple of guns that a few agents may need. We're talking thousands to millions of bullets and thousands of weapons.
We're talking about billions of rounds, 1.6 billion rounds of ammunition. Why does the Office of Homeland Security need 1.6 billion rounds of hollow point ammunition?
And I discovered, by the way, we have these great pictures and photographs, and there are some video on these coffins that they had purchased and that had been stored just outside of Atlanta, Georgia. And there was over 500,000 of them in one location. And I've been pursuing that, and I've discovered the property where that was stored is owned by or rented or leased by government facilities, either CDC in one location and another bureaucratic group in another location. But I found the patents on those particular coffins. And the patents on those, which goes back just to 1995.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment here with... Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest this evening is Bob Fletcher. He was talking about the coffins. There are about a half a million coffins. Each one was designed to hold four bodies. They were destroyed. They were actually stored in Georgia. Jesse Ventura had one of his programs where he went out and he saw these coffins. But basically, of course, Bob had tracked this down a long time before. And basically, suddenly these coffins, there were about a half a million of them. Each one would hold four bodies. But what did you find out about the coffins?
Well,
who had the patent on them?
Well, what's even, apparently it's difficult to be sure of who owns it. It was originally done, you know, a couple of guys went ahead and, you know, had done the patents originally. But, and I'll try to verify for sure, but it appears that it's that's owned now by one of the governmental bureaucracies. I'm going to verify that. But I'm pretty positive that the information I've got coming in is accurate. But I actually going over the patents themselves on it and the drawings and everything, something struck me. And one thing is that these are designed to be incinerated. They are designed to be incinerated, and specifically spells out in the patents application that they will not put out any toxic fumes or environmental problems when a body is put in it, or in most of them, you do have the ability to put as many as four. But if a body is burned in lock, stock, and barrel, they have these specifically spelled out in the patents, and it says that these can be burned and incinerated for cremation of the body without putting out any toxic fumes into the air.
Well, no, basically, what do they know that we don't? Why would they have a half a million of these coffins, each one which would hold four bodies? So they're planning on a couple of million people being incinerated.
All of a sudden having to be incinerated.
Right. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. And we had John calling us from Idaho. John was on for quite some time. We didn't get to him. But if John calls back, or if you're out there and you have a question or comment for our guest, give us a call at 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. But these are not imaginary things. They're real, and Bob has checked them out. Certainly, Jesse Ventura, you can actually go up on YouTube and type in YouTube, Jesse Ventura, and coffins, and you'll actually be able to see them. And as far as you can see, stacked one in another, these big black coffins designed to hold four bodies so they can incinerate them. What are they planning on? What do they know that they're not telling the American people? And believe me, ladies and gentlemen, everything going on today is secret. I mean, you go to work for government, you sign a secrecy agreement, and you promise never to reveal what you do, and if you know anything and you ever come out with it, they'll put you in prison or worse. Ladies and gentlemen, I have no question they kill people who do talk out of turn, and or they make their lives very, very miserable. And basically, we've seen this over and over again. As you know, I've interviewed government assassins. I have my 4-CD set. It's called Deadly Assassins. And of the two assassins that I interviewed, one is dead, and the other, of course, has disappeared. This is not imaginary. It's real. Don't ask me why I'm still here. I hope that I'm here because God wants me here and has protected us. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. You have a question or comment for our guest this evening, Bob Fletcher. But the point Bob is making is that they have their underground facilities. They're stocked with food. They're stocked with ammunition. They're stocked in case of a major cataclysmic event. They have the coffin so they can bury millions, or I should say incinerate millions of people without contaminating the air. What do they know that you and I don't know? Are they planning on creating a problem? Are they planning perhaps that we will come under attack? We're just going to have to wait and see, but we do know that it's secret, and the last thing they want is for the American people to know the truth. And we do know if there was going to be a cataclysmic event, they would lie to us. And then certainly in other countries, they're getting the people ready for a cataclysmic event. Here in America, of course, while we're being simply left unprotected. And if they really cared about the American people, they would warn them, and they would have them make the same preparations they're making for the elite here. Go right ahead, Bob.
The I was talking about these extraordinary coffins and the caskets, reading directly from the on the actual patent itself, where it talks about that they're multifunctional cremation containers, all right? And it says that both the cover and the container are manufactured from a material that produces no atmospheric polluting gases or vapors when cremated, when burned.
Well, that makes me feel a lot better, but
yeah.
I'd like to know how they're going to have, sure. They have over 500,000 of them.
Yeah.
And basically, if you've seen those films that certainly Jesse Ventura's crew shot, as far as you can see, piles and piles
it's
and
amazing.
Piles of coffins.
And, right, and they even go into, in what they call the background of the invention, they indicate that that all of the problems you have with transferring the body from when it's first picked up from wherever it is and then going into one box and then maybe another one and back and forth and what have you, and the possibility of diseases being borne by the cadaver itself, and that it would be so much better to have this singular large container. And it also even points out where they could just, you know, pick you up, throw you in it, and put you right into the furnace, basically, is what they're saying.
Well, let's hope the people that they put in the furnace are dead. Let's go to Lorna, coming from Idaho. Well, Lorna, do you have a question or comment for our guest?
Yes. This is a little bit different topic, but it's about the drones. And I don't know if Bob's aware that our Idaho Senate has recently passed something where they are going to try to be one of the six federal aviation administration six unmanned aircraft system test sites here in Idaho. They are going to try to bid for that. So that
So what are they trying to do in Idaho? Do they want them or do they not want them?
Are you telling? Go ahead. Are they? You're saying that they're going to attempt a bill that will permit a test grounds here in Idaho for the drones?
Yes, it's Senate Concurrent Resolution 103, and it's already passed the Senate. They've moved it into the House right now, and it's filed for the first reading.
Well, I think every person up there should be concerned. Why? Because the last thing we want is drones. Why do they want to watch us? Why do they want to be able to violate the Fourth Amendment and watch the people for the same reason that everybody gets a number when they're born in America, the same reason they're putting up the cameras every place, the same reasons that they tap every telephone call and every email and every fax under something called Echelon, Echelon, but don't take my word for it. Go up on the internet and look it up. Echelon, they actually have a system of informants. Tens of thousands of FBI informants informing on everybody. Your next good best friend could be a government informant who's keeping the government knowledgeable about you. They can watch you with a GPS, a satellite. They can watch you with the drones. Everything is in place for the police state. They know what they're doing. They just don't want the public to know. Anything else, Lorna?
I'm very uncomfortable with this wanting to be picked as a test site. Now, whether the Federal Aviation Administration will pick Idaho as a test site is yet be seen.
Well, I would let your elected representative know that you're going to tell everybody you know to vote against him when he comes up for re-election, okay?
Oh, I'll be at the next legislative meeting. I generally go to them, and I'm watching daily what's going on here, and I wrote all the senators about another bill last night. So,
okay,
yeah.
Good. But get other people to help you, and when something like this comes up, why, give us a call. And ladies and gentlemen, if you're from Idaho, Cindy, listen to what Lorna is saying. What's the name of that legislation?
As a matter of fact, Stan, the person that presented that on the floor of the Idaho Senate is a Republican named Chuck Winder, and they passed it initially 28 yes and 6 no to give Idaho, put Idaho up in a specific area as one of six drone test sites to be operated by the Federal Aviation Administration. So the person that people need to write to in Idaho and telephone his offices is Chuck Winder, and he's a Republican senator, and he needs to be told that if he brings in the drones, he'll be flying out on one on the next election because he will not be reelected.
Let people understand, this has nothing to do with fighting terrorism. This is about monitoring people, and they're using the fear of terrorism, which they've been financing since its inception, to justify a police state in America. Anything else, Linda, before we let you go?
Yeah. At this time, what we could do possibly to stop it is to write our Congress people, our state legislators, because this is where the bill is going through.
Okay. Yeah, that's correct.
It will get shot down.
Okay.
So we need to get on our emails and write and contact all our legislators that are in the House of Congress and tell them, no, we do not want this bill. We do not want these drones here.
Okay, God bless. Thanks very much for calling, Lorna.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And basically, John had called from Idaho earlier, didn't get on. If he wants to give us a call, we'll be sure
give
to put
him in. Give us a call back.
But right now, Bob, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get in touch with you and get your excellent information and DVDs.
Sure. Yes. If you go on computer, just go on Google, BobFletcherInvestigations.com. That's Bob Fletcher, F-L-E-T-C-H-E-R, Investigations.com. That'll put you into our website. We have about eight of our major investigations we were involved with directly. This is all things that that I was specifically involved with in one manner or another over the last few years. I'm not doing it as a reporter or what have you, but doing it as being involved with all of the things that we've had out so far are actually items that I was directly involved with. And so they're pretty good investigative research there. So if you wish to just drop us a note, we'll be glad to send you a little catalog sheet that describes what's available, and you can send me a note to Bob Fletcher, Post Office Box 216, Bayview, Idaho, 83803. That's Box 216, Bayview, Idaho, 83803. And we'll send you a little sheet that shows you the investigations that are available on a DVD for you. They're all pretty, some of them are pretty amazing and startling. We've got some inside footage on an awful lot of weapons and things of that sort.
Yeah, excellent. I recommend Bob Fletcher's DVDs to you.
And you know, Stan, maybe I'm a little morbid today for some reason, but and we were talking about these coffins that have already been ordered up by the United States government laying in wait for use to possibly bury as many as 2 million people at one swing. But additionally, I thought was extraordinary, I just discovered that they were ordering up a huge number of what are referred to as post-mortem underwater body bags. And these are extraordinary, strange items. Now, I was in the Coast Guard when I was in the service during the Vietnam War, and we did not have anything like this. Although an awful lot, unfortunately, a lot of our work was relative to retrieving people out of the water. But what these are designed for are picking up bodies or body parts into the body bag itself, which is made of a special mesh-type material so that it will not hold water. So you could almost just take it underwater, scoop up bodies and body parts, and put it into this thing, zip it closed. It's got little handles on it. The diver could then just bring it up, but it won't carry water with it, and it's specifically for underwater retrieval. And I see that they're planning to order multi-thousands of these. I don't understand what's going on. And whatever it is that they know that we don't know for sure right now really bothers me.
And with good reason, and basically everything is done in secrecy. Why can't the government be transparent? Oh, we wouldn't want the Osama bin Laden to know what we're doing or something. A foolish as that, you know. Basically, of course, they always have an excuse. But the truth of the matter is they do not want the public to know what the elite who control America are doing, what they plan for the future for America and for the world. So I think we really must be on our guard, and certainly this is why I do what I do. And fortunately, many times we do have an opportunity to talk to people who, through one means or another, at least give us little glimpses of various parts of this overall diabolical plan for to destroy Christian America and, of course, impose a brutal and tyrannical rule over the what was once the land of the free and the home of the brave. Well, of course, our guest this evening, Bob Fletcher. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-2295. If you're out there across America, Bob, are some other points you'd like to make? We've only got a few minutes here before the program's up. Well, what are some of the other points you'd like to make?
Well, I guess, you know, you talked a little bit about it earlier on your program about the North Korea situation, and they, as of just this evening or this afternoon, apparently the North Koreans went ahead and set off an atomic test, the one that they were threatening to do. It showed up as a major five-point earthquake in northern Korea because they did not. They ended up saying, oh, no, we're not going to, or yes, we are, or no, we're not. And then all of a sudden, like a surprise, they had this seismic atomic picked up, the signal picked up in, of course, South Korea and China and all. And the problem is they now apparently have a couple of atomic bomb capabilities and a couple of missiles that could carry it to the West Coast. So they're really rattling the saber, and that's another problem we got to pay attention to.
And, of course, the amazing thing, ladies and gentlemen, is oh, we're so concerned that Iran may one day be able to build a nuclear weapon sometime in the distant future. North Korea, which serves a much more irresponsible leadership, already has the capacity to build nuclear weapons. They built them. So why don't we focus on that? Because, of course, this whole thing with Iran is phony. It's to justify the coming war in the Middle East. All of this is planned ahead of time. It is how do they sell it to the American people and make them believe it's true? Well, Bob, we've got 3 minutes for you to wrap up the program. I share with you, certainly they're focusing our attention on certainly on Iran rather than on a very much more real danger, sure, which, of course, is North Korea. Go ahead.
And, yeah, and North Korea, you know, there's one thing to have a guy like in Iran who is he's a bad guy, and he's legitimately, though, I don't think he's crazy. I think he's an analytical ruler of his country and is certainly an enemy. But the Korean leadership for 50 years has been run and controlled completely and totally by a mentally ill leadership. I mean, these people are crazy. And boy, you have crazy people that have the ability to launch and develop rockets with atomic bombs on the front end of them. I don't know what has to be done with the North Koreans, but boy, if you have a lunatic with an atomic bomb, it really puts us everybody on the face of the earth in jeopardy. And I don't know exactly how they would handle it, but they better stop, like you say, fooling around with us, trying to keep us occupied like a magician, looking at one hand when the other hand is developing an atomic bomb under our noses. They're a serious problem, the North Koreans. You know, and a lot of people I talk to don't seem to realize the people in North Korea are almost like the Stone Age. They're like they're living in 1925. They've been so isolated from the news and so isolated from world events and from interfacing with everybody since 1953, when we had the war, and then, of course, never even signed a peace treaty with those people. But their leadership has been an iron hand dictatorship beyond our imagination, and the people, not only are they have no money, they have no education. Their educational thing is like these people are like in the cave times, for crying out loud. They're really, really behind everything. And so that handful at the top that have total control of those people, it's like they have millions and millions of little robots out there that think that their leader actually is a God figure. And it's really frightening. It's a Adolf Hitler all over again. And most people in America do not realize how messed up that country really is.
It certainly is. Well, our guest has been Bob Fletcher. Bob, thanks very much. We'll look forward to talking to you again real soon.
Good. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and this is the time when I need to remind you once again that my ministry is primarily listener-supported, and if you're in a position to help us, why, please, of course, join the Radio Liberty family or subscribe to our newsletter or get our products. But if you're not in a position to help, then we ask you to pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision, and for our protection. Now, basically, of course, we'd mention some of the items that we've just put out recently. We have a new 4-CD set. It's on the threat of an EMP attack. This is not imaginary. It's really very real. We also have, of course, the DVD, the talk given by Ambassador Henry Cooper. We have the book, A Nation Forsaken, by Michael Maloof. And then, of course, we have the 2004 Congressional Commission report on the danger of an EMP attack put out by Congress. They're all available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. We've got a great new 4-CD set on CO Engineering. And, of course, we also have a DVD talk given by Cindy Rosen Peterson on CO Engineering. You need to understand that this is a very real threat. It has to do with contamination of our atmosphere. Certainly, aluminum is a very toxic substance. And yet, of course, they have a particulate in aluminum they put actually into the jet fuel. And then, of course, basically, they actually spray. They're using Evergreen Aviation or other certainly CIA-affiliated organizations, massive spray planes, and they're spraying large parts of our atmosphere, and they know how to control the weather. We're having very strange weather, but the combination of spraying and HAARP, H-A-A-R-P, we've got a 4-tape set on HAARP, we've got a book on HAARP. You need to understand it, the higher frequency oral research project, high frequency auroral research project, basically is HAARP, and they can actually create storms. They can create certainly all sorts of weather changes. They know exactly what they're doing. They just don't want the American people to know. Now, we've had a terrible drought in the central part of America for a couple of years now, and it's eventually down the line going to have an impact on the food supply. And basically, of course, all of this is top secret. But we occasionally, somebody who's been part and parcel of the government programs will come out and talk about it, but they do so at their own danger, certainly, because the people who are changing the structure of our society and bringing these terrible, terrible storms, the last thing they want is for the American people to learn the truth. So our plea with you, if you'd like to get our certainly the 4-tape set on weather modification. We have a book on weather modification. We actually have the talks on geoengineering and a 4-tape set on geoengineering. They're all available by calling 1-800-544-8927. Oh, incidentally, we have an excellent DVD that's put out by Bob Fletcher on weather modification, or weather is a warfare. I'm not sure which one it is, but I certainly just call in and get Bob Fletcher's excellent DVD. Bob has done a yeoman's job on so many of these subjects, and they are actually able to change the weather. But, of course, it's all top secret. Why? Because they don't want the American people to know what they're doing. And believe me, ladies and gentlemen, they have an agenda. And, of course, one of the things they believe is that there are too many people in the world. If you haven't heard my talk on population control, the covert agenda, or my talk on Agenda 21, the covert plan, you need to get them. You need to watch them several times, and you need to simply get the information and certainly get it out to others. So, and you have, of course, our permission to certainly copy any of these and duplicate them and get them out far and wide. That's population control, the covert agenda, or Agenda 21, the covert plan. If you haven't seen my my interview with Ambassador Earl Smith, the American ambassador to Cuba at the time of the Cuban Revolution, where he talks about how they brought Fidel Castro to power, knowing full well he was a communist. You need to get that. That's a world revolution. And then, of course, we ask you to pray for America, to pray for revival. But please pray for Radio Liberty. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. Till tomorrow, may the Lord be with you.
Let us all be grateful for a land so fair. As we raise our voices in a solemn prayer, God bless America. Beside her and guide her through the night with a light from above, from the mountain to the
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. You're in the right place at the right time at the beginning of 3 hours of asking, what the heck is going on? That's right. We thank you very much for joining us. I hope you had a wonderful weekend, did something good for yourself and someone else, and spent the time in a worthwhile fashion. I have to say, yesterday I was putting around doing some things I needed to do, and I thought to myself, you know, I'm about as happy as I have ever been right this minute. It wasn't because of an event. It wasn't because of a situation. It wasn't because of external whatever happening. It was just I felt good. And I hope you feel that way, that in any moment, wherever you are, you can be content, as Scripture says, that you can feel good just about being. It was a wonderful day, beautiful day, but that doesn't really make the difference either. And my heart goes out to the people in Mississippi. What is going on in the weather? First of all, tornado in the winter.